Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine you're really at the top of your game. Maybe you're that barista who, creates latte art while remembering everyone's order, or a coder who just squashes bugs like nobody else. Maybe you're a freelancer, just landed a huge client. You're a master in your field. But here's the, well, tough question, really, for anyone in any role. When did you last actively manage your own professional growth? Or even your teams. So today's deep dive is absolutely for you, whether you lead a team, run a business, or maybe you just want to shake off that feeling of being, well, a bit stuck. We're diving into a tool that sounds simple, but honestly, it's incredibly powerful. It can genuinely transform careers, not just businesses.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating, I think, is just how universal this is. That feeling. In any fast-paced job, could be a busy pub, could be a tech startup, finding time for personal growth, it always feels like a luxury, doesn't it? It's that thing you promise you'll do when things quieten down.
Which never happens.
Exactly. That day never seems to arrive. But what our sources are showing us is this isn't a luxury item at all. It's actually one of the most critical strategies for your career, for your business that you might just be ignoring. So our mission today is to really explore why this growth matters, what you're actually risking if you ignore it, and crucially, how a really practical tool can make a real, tangible difference for you, for your team, for the future.
Absolutely. And a good starting point here is something loads of businesses grapple with, that hidden cost of just, well, standing still. Let's take hospitality, for example. It's built on people, right? But it notoriously struggles to keep them. Now, the easy assumption is, oh, staff leave for a bit more money down the road. But actually, the sources suggest it's more complex than that. Often, people leave because they just don't see a way forward. No clear path, no opportunity to develop. And this is where it really starts to bite. It's not just about morale, though that's important. It's a serious drain on the bottom line. You look at industry reports, like from Deloitte and others, the cost of replacing someone, it runs into thousands. Seriously, you've got recruitment fees, training costs, that inevitable dip while the new person gets up to speed.
It's like a hidden tax, isn't it?
It really is a hidden tax on your profits. And beyond the money, think about consistency. Customers, whether they're regulars at a pub or clients of an agency, they value those familiar faces, that consistent quality.
Yeah, and if we zoom out a bit, this whole stagnation thing, it's not just about junior staff. Not at all. Even if you're the boss, the owner, a senior manager, the skills you need now, they've changed dramatically. Like being a brilliant publican, knowing your beers, that used to be enough. Now, you probably got to be a bit of a digital marketer, understand the finances inside out, maybe even be an HR expert too.
Right, jack of all trades.
Pretty much. The skills that got you here aren't necessarily the ones to get you there, you know? So it raises this really big question. How do you shift? How do you move from constantly reacting, just, firefighting, to proactively building growth? For everyone, yourself included.
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? And our sources point towards a solution that's surprisingly straightforward, but really effective. It's your personal development roadmap. Officially, it's called a personal development plan, or PDP. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Ugh, more corporate jargon, another form to fill out.
Yeah, the paperwork fear.
Exactly. But honestly, this isn't about that. It's a practical written action plan. It maps out your goals, professional, maybe even personal development one. Think of it like a GPS for your career. It helps you see clearly, okay, where am I right now? Where do I actually want to get to? And what are the exact steps to bridge that gap? It moves, I want to get better from just a wish into concrete actions. It's about making a formal commitment, really.
And the core of a really good PDP, a powerful one, boils down to three simple questions. But they're quite profound when you really think about them. These questions help you define and then bridge what the sources call your learning gap. That's the space, basically, between your current skills and where you need or want to be. So, question one, where am I now? And this needs honesty, a proper audit of your skills, your strengths, what are you genuinely good at, but also your weaknesses, your development areas. That's the baseline.
Okay, self-awareness first.
Absolutely crucial. Second, where do I want to be? This is your destination. What are the career goals? Is it mastering a specific skill, like, say, seller management or advanced coding? Is it aiming for a promotion? Or maybe improving a business metric, like profitability? And the third question, how can I get there? This is the roadmap itself, the detailed plan, what training, what experiences, what small manageable steps will get you across that learning gap. And by doing this consciously, you're really embracing what's called continuous professional development, CPD.
CPD, right.
Yeah, it's just that ongoing process of tracking and documenting your learning. Formal courses, sure, but also the stuff you learn just doing the job, keeping your skills sharp.
So why does just writing it down make such a difference? I mean, we all have vague ideas, right? Well, the psychology here is pretty interesting. Our sources point out it taps into key motivational drivers, but it also tackles that gap between intending to do something and actually doing it. We make plans in our heads all the time, don't we? I should learn that. I want to improve this. But they often stay, well, abstract. Wishes, really.
Yep. Floating around.
Exactly. But the act of physically writing down your goals, that's a powerful psychological trigger. It makes the goal concrete, tangible. Research even shows it activates different brain areas, makes it feel more achievable, boosts commitment.
Yeah. And what's even more compelling, I think, is the research. You see this in places like the Harvard Business Review, showing the single biggest motivator for people at work. You know what it is.
Go on.
Progress. Making progress in meaningful work. That's it. And a PDP is a direct tool for seeing that progress, tracking it, visualizing it. And your point about breaking big goals down into like bite-sized pieces.
Yeah, makes it less scary.
Totally. But it also gives you those small wins along the way. Each little achievement triggers a bit of dopamine in your brain, that reward chemical. It reinforces the action, builds your confidence, that feeling of, yeah, I can do this. But critically, this isn't a one-off exercise. You don't just write it and forget it.
No, definitely not.
It has to be a living document, something you review regularly, quarterly, maybe, because things change, right? Life happens, priorities shift. Your plan needs to adapt, to stay relevant, to actually guide you.
Okay, let's make this really concrete. Let's look at a couple of examples. We'll use our hypothetical busy pub, the King's Head.
First up, let's talk about Chloe. She's 22, works behind the bar. She's brilliant with the customers, really reliable. But after 2 years, she's getting itchy feet, feeling a bit bored, maybe thinking about looking for an office job. Feels like she's hit a ceiling.
Right, a classic scenario. So Chloe sits down with Sarah, her manager, and they work through a PDP. First step, where is Chloe now? They did a quick assessment, strengths, obvious ones, great with people, good team player, efficient, development areas. Well, she didn't have many formal qualifications, and her technical knowledge, especially around things like the seller and stock control, was limited.
Okay, makes sense. Next, where does Chloe want to be? Chloe actually admitted she was quite curious about the whole seller side of things, you know, what makes a perfect pint. So her goal became take full responsibility for the seller and the wet stock ordering within a year. She wanted a valuable, transferable skill, something with more responsibility.
Good goal. Ambitious.
Yeah. And then how can she get there? They mapped it out.
All right.
Short term, like in the first month. Shadow Sarah on all the seller tasks, line cleaning, changing barrels, checking temps, medium term, say within 6 months, complete a proper level 2 seller management course. And the pub agreed to pay for it.
Ah, important detail, investment.
Crucial. And long term, by the 12-month mark, she'd be leading the weekly stock count and placing the orders with the brewery, still with Sarah overseeing initially.
Yeah.
And the result, Chloe was totally re-energized, excited again. She nailed the seller stuff, actually cut wastage by 5% because she was managing it better. She became the go-to for quality checks. So the pub kept a star employee, gained someone skilled in a key area, and Chloe found a new direction. And you can see how this applies anywhere, right? An accountant wanting to specialize, a retail assistant aiming for inventory management.
That's a brilliant example. And it gets you thinking, it's not just for the younger staff, is it? What about experienced people like Sarah, the manager? Yeah, this isn't just for entry-level roles, not at all. Experienced leaders benefit hugely too, like Sarah, the landlord at the King's Head. She's 45, been running the pub successfully for a decade, mostly through sheer hard graft. But she was starting to feel, well, a bit overwhelmed, especially by digital marketing. And there was a new trendy bar opening nearby being really active online, which worried her.
So Sarah used the exact same PDP framework, but on herself. Where is Sarah now? Her assessment showed strengths in running the pub day to day, finances, leadership. But the gaps. Definitely digital marketing. Her social media was patchy, inconsistent, and strategic planning. She admitted feeling stuck in the business, always reacting, not working on it.
That's a common feeling for small business owners.
Very common. So where does Sarah want to be? She set a specific goal. Increase midweek trade by 20% within a year. And the way to do that, a consistent digital marketing strategy, her why. Build a more resilient business, less dependent just on busy weekends.
Clear target.
Yep. And how can she get there? Short-term goal, first month. Do that free online social media marketing course from HubSpot. low-cost, high-potential impact, medium-term, next 6 months, use those new skills, create and actually execute a six-month content plan, focus it on promoting a new weekly quiz night.
Mm.
Annually, measure it, track the bookings, track the sales lift.
Data-driven decisions.
Exactly. Long-term, within the year. Use that data to build a proper strategic plan for the whole year ahead. And importantly, delegate more day-to-day stuff to Clofi, who is now excelling as her assistant manager. The result. Sarah felt way more confident, learned valuable new skills the quiz night. It brought in an average of 10 extra teams a week, smashed her midweek target. She felt back in control, growing the business strategically.
Mm-hmm. And again, think how this applies elsewhere. A shop owner learning e-commerce. A department head mastering new project software. It's universal.
Just brilliant examples. You can really see the impact, can't you? Both for the person and the business. So what does this all mean for you listening? Maybe you're thinking, okay, I'm sold. How do I actually do this? Ready to start? For yourself or maybe for someone on your team you see potential in? Well, here's a practical 5-step guide straight from our sources to build your own powerful personal development plan.
Okay, let's break it down. It's designed to be pretty straightforward. First, step one, the where am I now audit. Like we said, you need that starting point. Grab a piece of paper. Seriously, no need for fancy tech here. Think of it as a personal snapshot. Maybe draw 4 boxes. Box 1, what am I good at? List your skills, strengths, communication, IT skills, whatever. Box 2, what do I need to work on? Be honest, qualifications, public speaking nerves, technical gaps. Box 3, what could help me? Upcoming training, supportive boss, new projects. And box 4, what might stop me? Changes at work. Lack of time, money worries, just get it all down. Mm-hmm. Honesty is key here.
Right, warts and all.
Exactly. Okay, step two, the where do I want to be? Vision. This is the fun bit, defining the destination. But keep it realistic. Ask yourself, what's the ultimate goal? A qualification, promotion, maybe just feeling more fulfilled, or a hard business target. And really dig into why. What's your true motivation? Is it for your current job, a future dream job, overcoming a specific hurdle? And crucially, how will you know when you've succeeded? Make it measurable. Improve customer ratings by 10% is much better than just get better with customers, you know. Okay, moving on to step three, the how can I get there? Action plan. This is the route planning, bridging that learning gap. The trick is to break it down. Don't try to eat the elephant in one go. Think short-term goals, maybe 1-3 months. These are your quick wins, small steps, reading a key book, nailing a specific routine task perfectly, watching some YouTube tutorials on new software, things to build momentum, get some easy runs on the board.
Precisely. Then, medium-term goals, say 4-12 months. These need a bit more commitment. Maybe that formal training course, taking ownership of something new like the team newsletter, implementing a new process. And finally, long-term goals, looking 1-3 years ahead. This is the big prize, that promotion, launching a new service, getting that diploma, the main destination of this particular journey. Right, nearly there. Step four, formalize and document. This is where you turn thoughts into a real plan. Writing it down makes it stick, makes it trackable. The sources suggest a simple table format works well, columns like goal, note if it's short, medium, long, specific actions needed, target date for completion, resources required like time, money, manager support, and a column for date completed. So an example might be short-term goal, understand seller basics, actions, shadow manager on 3-line cleans, target date, end of October. Resources, manager's time, simple, clear. It's your contract with yourself. And the final crucial step, step five, review, adapt, and conquer. Please remember this, a PDP isn't carved in stone. It's not a document you file and forget.
It's gonna be alive.
Absolutely, it's a living guide. Schedule time to review it, maybe every quarter. Put it in your diary like any other important meeting. Ask, are these goals still right for me? Do the timings need tweaking because, you know, life happened? Be prepared to adapt it. That flexibility is vital. The world changes. You change. Your plan needs to evolve, too. That's how you truly conquer your growth goals.
What a fantastic, clear guide. So wrapping this up, what does it all mean for you listening right now?
Well, in any competitive field today, ignoring your people, and that includes yourself, it's just not sustainable. They are your biggest asset.
Mm-hmm.
Building that culture where continuous development is normal, expected, it's probably the single best way to keep good staff, improve the quality of whatever you produce or serve, and build a stronger, more resilient business overall. This personal development plan is a formal commitment. It signals to your team, we care about your future here. And for you personally, it's a really powerful way to take the wheel and steer your own career.
Yeah, and that really brings us to a final question for you to think about today. Are you genuinely investing in that most valuable asset, yourself and your team? Or are you maybe just, you know, going through the motions?
pulling pints, writing code, managing projects on autopilot, letting those crucial growth opportunities just drift by. Our sources really urge us, start today. Don't put it off until things are quiet. Have that conversation. Maybe it's with that promising person on your team. Or maybe, just maybe, it's a conversation you need to have with yourself. Because honestly, the future of your career path or the strength of your business, it really does depend on embracing this. So what's one small, actionable step you could take today to get that growth started?